Sorry.
Pierre has been busy eating biltong.
Oh, I love it. So this episode is going to cover our Vanderpump origin story because we are next level obsessed with Vanderpump since Scandaval. Well, I know I have been. And before we kick off with our season 11, episode 1 recap, which will be in a few weeks, we thought, what better way than to ease into it than to chat through the trailer? Because, oh my God, I don't know about you guys, but that trailer was...
It was hectic.
I had chills.
It was a lot. I couldn't keep up. I was just like, what is going on? Hold on. So everyone's still mad at each other. Schwartz is now Dad Bod Ken. And then the Schwartz and Sheena thing, which we'll get into later. But
yeah,
it was a lot. It was a lot to take in.
My toxic trait of love Schwartz. you would have as well. I first saw the trailer from BravoCon when they previewed it. And oh my God, I feel like I watched it like 50 times and I got chills. That is the way that they opened it with
Ariana.
The image of Ariana and Sandoval, and then it like shattered, and then it was like that.
I feel like the shattered glass is making a big appearance in this season. Like everything that you see is the shattered glass background. True.
So that was the sneak peek, and just the their intro. What do they call it? Like the theme song, but the acoustic version. Oof, that hit hard.
It's like it's really progressed from the trashy show that it once was when it first aired in 2013 to now where it's like. Revamped.
So that's what I wanted to get into because I admittedly have not been a Vanderpump fan from day one.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Sheena on the bandwagon for a hot minute and you were like, no way, it's way too trashy. And it was. I mean, still is. It's a lot. And especially back then, watching it now. So I know that, well, Pierre watched it again with me after Scandaval broke and he had, I mean, that was the same for both of you, I guess. Like you both saw all of this stuff all over social media and so you're like, okay, I give in. I'll watch it.
Because the pop culture obsessy that I am, I was like, I need to be part of this conversation. And I remember when it happened, when the story broke, I was at your house. I was visiting you in the Sunshine Coast and I overheard you and Pierre talking about it and I ran into your room. I don't know if you guys remember this. And I was like, what is it? What's happened? And you're explaining to me and I was like, oh, no, this is juicy.
Yeah.
And then so I kind juicy. Of left it for a few weeks and I was like, nah, I need to watch. But then I was like, I don't know where to start. And I think I started at like season 9 and I was like, this is boring. And then because I didn't know the cast, I didn't have any connection. And then I was like, I'm just going to start from the latest season. And that's when I was hooked. But I was a bit confused because I remember I texted Julia. I was like, but there's nothing on here about the cheating scandal. What? And you're like, no, just wait.
Just wait. Nobody knows about it yet. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And Pierre was the same. But whereas I have loved it ever since. I don't know if I got on board in 2013, but it would have been whenever Hey You launched. Because I'm sure that I would have just watched it on Hey You because otherwise I don't think we had an option to watch it here.
I've never been a big reality fan, but it just got into it because you actually see people do something as opposed to Real Housewife or whatever. Like it was just seeing a bit.
Do you mean like as in they're working? So you see their life,
as they're
not
working,
just,
and they're, like, you can kind of identify with them, because like they broke people just trying to make a bit their own.
Yeah,
they were broke. They were really broke back then.
Oh, they're still broke.
I just remember the apartment that Tom and Kristen first lived in, and then I guess Tom and Ariana, and the aircon would shut off every time they used the
microwave.
Microwave.
You might go back to that apartment, actually.
Yeah, he's sure. No, I think he sold it. Well, no, Ariana's brother was living in it, and then I think that's sold it.
It was just a rental anyway.
I thought he owned it. I think Sandoval owned it.
Yeah, because why would he have to empty it at some point when the brother was gone? You remember that stuff?
So
maybe he owns it, yeah.
Pierre.
Yeah, okay.
Why do you love Vanderpump so much? Why are you obsessed with watching it? Because I've tried to get Anthony to watch it with me and he just doesn't. And I'm really jealous that Leah's gotten you to
Got him involved.
Honestly, I think what first got me kind of hooked was the characters that I really don't like anymore now, but it was Jax, because he was that kind of dumbass friend we all have, just get absolutely wasted, just do fool around and never gets away with it because he's so dumb, like that he always get caught. And I think it was more like looking at that character and seeing it around, like I think it was that, plus you know, it's in LA, it's in a restaurant, you can see kind of cool flashy stuff. I don't know, more kind of a good point to gossip about as well. And I saw that Leah was such a fan of it as well, that it was a good conversation to have or something we could share together before.
Oh,
that,
it basically wasn't talking to him if he wasn't involved in Vanderpump.
Yeah, well, before Leah that it was before Vanderpump we were listening to like true crime podcasts together, and then we just switched to Vanderpump. And after
there's a Venn diagram clearly with true crime podcasts and Vanderpump or Bravo.
I love that. That explained it so well. It's like the true crime sleuths meet Bravo world.
Yeah. Yeah. So Leah, tell me like how it felt having known these guys for 10 years, going on the journey with them, and then something as big as this breaking, where you're like, oh, finally, I've been rewarded.
Okay, so when it first broke, I remember I was at home. I think it was a Sunday morning, and Kari, who's a friend of mine from high school, she came over, and she knows that I'm such a fan, and I hadn't seen anything because I had a newborn, so I was really just kind of out of it, I guess. And I probably haven't been watching at that time, hadn't been watching as much of the reality shows as I would normally, sans child. And she told me about it, and I was like, what? And the way that she told me about it, she was so excited about it, and she was like, this is huge. And I guess that must have been March at some point. I want to say maybe like the 5th or 6th of March, so a few days after it had all kind of gone down. And I remember her reaction was just like, this is big. And when I first heard it, I didn't think that it was that big of a deal, because this show is surrounded by cheating scandals all the time. Like, I didn't really grasp how big this would go. And I've spent like so much time thinking about it, and because it's a question that a lot of people ask, like, why this one, especially when like in the first few seasons, I think it's in the second season, the Jax and Kristen rumor or scandal that comes out, and for me that was big, but I never thought that it would be as big as what it has blown up to be. If that makes sense. Like, when I heard it, I was like, oh, that's juicy gossip. But I never was – it's not until then the snowball effect of everything and the impact that it had and the crossover that it had into other forms of media that I was like, wow, this is huge. And I'm definitely on board.
It's like mainstream news.
I know.
Wonderful.
And he loved it.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of him like defending himself, being like, there's cheating scandals that happen everywhere, every day. Why is this different? I must have been a slow news day. Sorry, okay, I really want to do his voice.
With the like, it's just been the slow news day. Wait, okay, so this is what I want to know, because I have a theory about this.
Mm.
Why do you guys think that it's blown up the way that it has when it's a cheating scandal?
Because a few things. They're not 23-year-olds anymore. Like, mm-hmm. all of the cheating scandals happened when they were in their 20s. It wasn't as big of a show. I know that people say, like, oh, they weren't going to get another season because season 9 was very good and all of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's like they were literally life partners together for 9 years. We saw them. Well, I didn't see them come up on the show. I didn't go on the journey with them, but I've, you know, since watched back and watched them together. But people were invested
mm-hmm.
in these two. And he, for some reason, I don't know why, because I just see right through him. Maybe it's because I have that lens. You know, I kind of was watching it knowing what had happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that he was kind of like he was a nice guy, yeah? Like he tried to do all of these, like, I mean, it's all performative when you look back at it, but it's like he was the one that was like going out of his way to do all these nice gestures for
everybody. Yeah.
He was the fun guy and he wasn't involved in any of the drama, really. But the whole time, 100% was cheating on her.
Like, yeah.
It's so clear now. He was just, he's worse than Jax, honestly. At least Jax is an honest liar.
Yeah. Okay, Pierre, do you have any insight, any theories into why?
Well, I think as well it was really pushed by Bravo too, because it was supposed to be the last season. It was kind of the last straw for them and the last thing they could get viewers on. So I think that it's been all over media and stuff as well. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that the production, like, kind of push that somewhere, you know.
No.
Honestly, when you think about it, because it's true, like, it's they've all been cheating together, like, all the time. I mean, look at when he got with Ariana, he cheated on Kristen with her. That wasn't such a big scandal. When Kristen slept with Jax, where they were both in a relationship with their friends, it wasn't so big either. It was really early in the show, whereas it was not supposed to have a new season. That was supposed to be the last one. So I think it came up at a time that's really convenient. After, I don't want to be a conspirationist or whatever, but there's a lot of stuff that I would be weird. But still, you know?
I don't think, like, there's only so much that production can control when it comes to other forms of media. Like, they will try push all of their shows on Bravo, but this one really was grabbed by other media outlets that have no skin in the game when it comes to reality TV. And my theory is that this hits harder because it's not just in all the other cheating scandals that have happened, pretty much all of them, there has been remorse and there has been an effort to hide it. And then once it's come out, there's been like it's been like, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again. And they've wanted to stay with that person. But this one, he not only did he cheat on Ariana for 7 months, but then once she found out, there was no like, I'm so sorry, let's work through this. He was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm in love with her. And I think that just hits so hard because not only has he just done, he's done the worst thing, but then he takes it a step further and he's like, and I want to be with her. And that's why I think that they have stayed in the house because she's like, fuck no, you're not getting anything else. Like, I'm not doing anything to make this easier for you. Like, because I think it just...
You blew up our lives. Like, why am I suffering more? Like, get out of our house.
Yeah.
Which, did you see the latest that...
Yes, Ariana's suing. Yeah.
Fuck. I also think it's like the layers, right? There's so many layers. Every time I try and describe this to someone that is out of the Bravo world or Vanderpump world, I go on such a tangent and I'm so passionate. Thank God we have a podcast now where I can like vent it all.
Thank God for us.
But it's the layers. It's they were life partners. They were together for 9 years. Raquel was Ariana's best friend. Raquel was still actively in the group, even if she's now going and saying, me and Ariana weren't best friends. It's like you had a connection to this person. This person is the reason why you're still on the show, to be honest. Like, she took you under her wing.
Yeah.
And then you go and betray her behind her back with her partner of 9 years.
Yeah, that was sick watching that.
Oof. Yeah. Like betrayal and deceit, just the, it's not like the act that is like, yes, it's bad cheating, but I think what is worse is the lying and covering up for 7 months.
And then.
And she hooked up with Schwartz before as well. Let's not forget that.
Wish that was me.
No. Everyone was kind of, Ariana especially, was already sticking her neck out to defend Rachel.
Yeah.
I'm going to call her Rachel. Yeah. What are you guys going to call her?
Oh, I can't. I just call her Raquel. It just comes naturally.
Yeah, Raquel sounds better too.
She's reclaimed Rachel anyway, so let's go back to Raquel. Oh my God. Okay, yeah. I mean, there's so much to
discuss. There's so much
to
discuss.
But let's go into the trailer.
Yes.
So it's only like, what, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and I have so many notes.
Like, it's full on.
They really, those editors, I swear, they are like chef's kiss. They must have the best of the best, because this trailer is just like, whoa, 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 whoa. There's so much going on. What general thoughts on the trailer? Like, what stood out to you before we like go break into it bit by bit?
Okay, so the first thing that stood out to me, sorry Pierre, was in just in the first scene when Lala, Katie, Ariana, and Sheena are all, it's the cut of them all walking together, and it's like Power Girls, kind of like Charlie's Angels moment. But Lala, this is just so superficial, but what Lala is in this dress, this florally kind of dress, not florally, but it's very like feminine. And then she's got a beanie on.
I was going to say, doesn't she have, yeah, I was like, I swear she had a beanie on. I don't know what her style is.
That just stood for me. I was like, wait, what? Lala, you have, she's gone from somebody who had a profile of her ass cheeks to being in like, and this dress is down to her knees. This is not the Lala that we've seen before.
Yeah.
But she's still, yeah.
It's like a Zimmerman floral number.
Yes, it's like a Zimmerman number. I was trying to think of that brand, Alias May.
Oh, yeah, Alias May.
Yeah, it's Alias May, thank you. It's like that style but then with the beanie on, and it just does it for me. It just doesn't. I normally like Lala's style. I think it's, you know, it can be a bit out there, but I really like it. But for me, just seeing that, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
So that stood out to you, Lala's dress and beanie.
Just off the bat, that's what stood out to me. And then obviously there's a whole treasure trove of other things that we'll dive into. But, Pierre, I cut you off at the start, so you go.
Oh, what stood up for me was how Tom gets out of the bathroom and doesn't even wash his hands. Like, what the hell, man?
Wait, what? Oh, Sandoval.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
And isn't he carrying like a packet of tampons or something?
What is he carrying? I tried
to.
I tried to pause it and zoom in.
I was like, what?
I couldn't see. I couldn't see what it is. I really tried to zoom in. It's a blue box. And it's like, my first thought was condoms. And then I went to like, is it like an enema or something? Is he?
And surely they had sound effects on that toilet flushing. Like that was really surely. Loud.
Yeah.
And well, I felt like you could just tell he'd done number two. Like
1,000%. He was walking out there and he was like, oh, fuck, nobody told me there were going to be cameras around.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think what stood out for me is, not stood out, a lot stood out, which we'll get into, but the funniest part was Ariana saying, the worm is worming.
Worming.
He sure fucking was.
Gold.
Just.
I don't understand that, though. What does that mean?
He's just being a worm.
He's a worm with a mustache, so he's worming.
Oh, worming. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing his wormy thing.
It's basically like Tom is being Tom. He's out there
Tom's
being
Tom.
Tom.
The worm is worming. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into. So we open with Lala, Katie, Ariana, and Sheena. Oh, by the way, this might be confusing when we say Sheena. No, it's obvious we're talking about Sheena Shea.
Yeah, what's it mean? We say Sheena Shea.
Spelling, guys. I remember when I first told you I was rewatching it or watching this for the first time, but going back to the start, and you're like, "What do you think of Sheena?" And I was like, well, "She's not really in it much. Like, she's a few little sound bites, but she's, you know, a bit of a basic bee. But I love her. I don't know. I love
just
her.
Just wait. She is unashamedly. Mm. What's the right word? She is fame hungry.
Hungry? Yeah.
Yes, she is out there hustling, doing anything she can. Yeah. To get that space, to get that time on TV. To be relevant.
Yeah. Props to her.
Yeah.
It's a hard life.
it's a hard life.
So we have the four gals walking down the street. And then there's a voiceover from Ariana saying, if I can survive the worst case scenario, then I can do anything. Yes, girl. She really can.
Yeah.
I feel like she's had, what a year 2023 was for her.
Such a blow up since this whole scandal. Like, she has really gone from strength to strength.
She has. I mean, she's Roxy Hart in Chicago.
I know. Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
And then she says, if I don't want to be around my ex, I don't fucking have to. I will just keep existing like I normally do in my own house. And then we get the famous scene of Tom flushing the toilet after he's done number two and walking out in like this little muscle man tank.
The and outfit, then, the like the shorts, the what material is it? Like those jersey knee length shorts that are like workout shorts, but then he's got basketball shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just looking sad for himself. And also I feel like that is a like clock back at everybody saying, like, why are you guys still living together? Ariana's just like, I can do what I need to do. I can just exist, basically, like I have been existing. I don't know if that's a clap back to like their relationship in general, that they were just existing, and that, because that's what he says a lot, that they were kind of, you know, just like ships passing in the night, or if it's just been for the last almost year since Scandal broke.
Too much into that, but you're right. And obviously, because she hasn't been in the house as much because she's been with Dancing with the Stars, and, you know, they're like, ships in the night, and they do everything through each other's PAs so they don't have to see each other. But obviously when they're filming this new season, they both have to be there. So that's probably why we had that scene of them being in, like, kind of close proximity.
And, of course, we open with kind of that Tom and Ariana situation, because that's what everybody's coming back for. Like, everybody's so invested in how that plays out. Yeah.
Pierre, what are your thoughts on Sandoval?
I think he's a snake, for sure. I mean, and we've seen it through all the seasons. I mean, there were so many red flags.
Yeah.
First of all, the way he got with Ariana. Just cheating on Kristen, who is batshit crazy, by the way, but doesn't justify it. But the biggest stuff for me, what it really took a turn, it was, I don't remember which season it was, but they were going to Vegas for Peter's birthday or something like that. And she was asking him to stay home because it was like a dad's death anniversary.
It was her birthday.
Yeah,
her birthday. There was something to do with a dad there.
Yeah, because her dad had died and he always...
That's right.
It was
right.
Just a hard day for her because her dad...
And he was like, but I want to go play with trucks and the excavator and stuff. And I was like, man, such a piece of shit. Because that's so lame. Who wants to go to Vegas to play with excavators? Like, come on.
Bulldozers.
But yeah, so I just didn't... Honestly, the only time I kind of liked him was when he stood up against Jax and punched him in the face. But that's the only time. Honestly, all the other time, I was just like, man, I find him ridiculous. Like, he's a ridiculous character. I've got no respect for him. Even before Scandal, I just think he's just a lame dude.
He's so cringe.
Yeah, so cringe. Yeah, is that the word I was looking for? He's so cringe. Everything he does, you just like, ugh.
But before Scandoval, I thought that his cringeness was funny. Like, I thought that was kind of a trope, and I enjoyed it. Like, he was funny. It was good entertainment value. But post Scandoval, it's just such a turnoff. For me personally, I'm like, oh, yuck, don't.
Yeah, but it's funny because you can't believe someone could be that cringy. Like, knowing you're being followed by cameras and stuff, and like, you would kind of try to play it a bit on the down low, but yeah, no, it was not. It was not.
What, speaking of that, the punch when he punched Jax, Leah, was there like a big buzz about that, like in terms of the pop culture world? Do you remember? Or.
Not that I remember, but I wouldn't have been watching that in
real time. Yeah.
Like I remember getting onto Vanderpump, and I don't know, there must have been a few seasons out already because I just binged it.
Yeah, okay.
But with that particular scene where Tom punches Jax, I think that was kind of like set up in a way, to an extent, because if you watch it back, Lisa Vanderpump is so obvious. She's like, okay, she's sitting down, and then she's like, okay, guys, okay. I'm trying to do an English accent.
I don't think they could script something like that where he actually got hurt as well. Like
it's not scripted. It's something that's happening that she's spoken to. Because I think Lisa Vanderpump is possibly the most calculated person on reality TV.
I was just going to say, Kris Jenner works hard, but Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, she's like, she's the queen of it. She never gets her hands dirty. And I just think she has these relationships with all these characters that she would have said something to Tom before, like, maybe you should just go for him. Go for him.
That reminds me as well, that scene. With Scandoval when like
Sandoval.
Ken just telling the kitchen about Raquel staying overnight at Tom. He's like, oh, can you believe it was so script, like you could tell like he's such a bad actor as he's Ken. And you could just tell she told him, oh, you have to tell that in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And after he just left, it was so that's a joint what you say about Lisa. She's
She's
an executive producer. Like, it's her money we're talking about. So obviously, she wants to.
If you go back and watch that scene, she gets up and she's like, "And I suggest everybody does the same." And she looks at them. It's so slow motion the way that she does it, and then all of a sudden, Jack's or Tom looks at Jack's and then they go for it. That's just personally what I think.
And I think there's like slow music in the background as well.
Yeah.
Which really just amplifies it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we then get a shot of Lisa sitting down with James and Ally saying,
yes.
Why are they living together anyway? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I think they're at Vanderpump Dogs or something. It looks like they're sitting in like the little doggy room.
I wonder if James is annoyed that he didn't get more of a look in the trailer, because there's that little tiny clip and then there's the line in the sand, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, like, James and Ally both looked like they were just sitting on that couch. Ally's holding the dog or James is holding the dog, one of them. And it's just like they're both like, yes, Lisa, yes, anything for you. And I think
it's a very set up scene. It's like we need to keep Lisa relevant.
I wonder if James is sober again or not.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, because he's doing a lot of his DJ gigs.
Mm.
Which are a bigger DJ James Kennedy.
And let's not forget, he went sober originally. He got sober originally because of Rachel. She was her ultimatum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he was drinking again. We'll find out. We then get into the beach day, which is the start of the promo that everyone initially saw at BravoCon.
Yeah.
So everyone's sitting around and James draws a line in the sand saying that's Ariana's side, that's Sandoval's side. We then get Schwartz saying, for your own good, you've got to get out and start dating, to Sandoval. And then this is where The worm
is worming. Where he's doing those dance moves.
Doing those points and saying, I'm young, hot, single, ready to mingle. It's like, you just don't get it, do you? Like, this is not your redemption story. Like, you fucked up. You're the villain. Like, no one is rooting for you to start dating again. You're young, hot, single, ready to mingle. You're not. Either of those, except
you're not
single.
Young, you're not hot,
young, and you're not hot, you're just single, babe.
You're single. Oh my gosh, it's so he is obsessed with himself, and he is delusional, like, he is in his own reality world where this He's like his own character. Like, when you say character, Pierre, it couldn't be any more true, because while the rest of them are probably cast members, he's a character. He's a character in Vanderpump Rules.
So it then cuts to Sheena and Katie having a conversation where Katie says to Sheena, if you're going to be friends with him, she's going to fucking cut you off. Ooh, what do we think of that?
Well, it's not new, is it?
Well, no, with Katie's thoughts of Sheena being friends with Sandoval.
Well, again, like, that's the stuff. Like, they filmed for, like, what, 2 months, 3 months? So what happened in between? Yeah. You can be sure that Sheena being Sheena, she tried to get a bit of fame from people, but Ariana was gone doing Dancing with the Stars and all those stuff. Sandoval was still in LA, so close to her and stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if she hang out with him and did stuff like this just to make it about herself again. So I think it's more about the off camera relationships that they had than what we're actually going to see in the season.
I don't know. I feel like, I see it in two ways. Like, there's the show and people's opinions for the show. And I feel like Katie has kind of, as she does sometimes, taken it upon herself to be the, like, voice of reason, or, like, not even the voice of reason, but kind of the, you need to do this. Like, it's a bit self-righteous, if that makes sense. Because, I mean, if this happens to you in your friend group, how, like, you can't tell people not to be friends, and especially in this dynamic where they're all working together as well. It's not as if you can just cut somebody out. You can not like what Sandoval did. But I see Sheena's point because she's been friends with him since, you know, the start.
Yeah, but it's kind of organic when that happens in a group that everybody did kind of a side, you know. So it just happened naturally, you know. So I feel that...
Wait, what just happened naturally?
In a group like this, when a couple just part away, you don't pick side, but you are closer to someone than you are to another one.
Yeah.
And it's just... Yeah, I feel it's just natural for it to happen. But after the weird thing is that Sheena, since the beginning of Ariana being in the show, has always been like that. She's my best friend. She's my best friend from...
Everybody's Sheena's best friend, though.
Yeah, but her, she was really the girl that she bring in. You know, and like
she brought Ariana on, yeah.
Yeah, and where there was also story about him and him cheating on Kristen with Storm and stuff, she was kind of the liaison between the group and Ariana.
Mm.
I feel that they were really, really close. And again, I don't understand why. I do understand why Sheena and that stuff is not completely on Ariana's side. It's because she can't get anything from her, from her fame or whatever. Like it's. She can't make it about her. Well, she tries again, as we see in the trailer. No, it was in a podcast, I think, when she said, I would never understand what she's been through for that stuff. But it was easier for her to get coverage if she's on Sandoval's side, you know?
Also, Brock is clearly friends with Sandoval, and we see that in the trailer when James draws the line in the sand. Brock is on that Sandoval side, and so is Schwartz. No surprises there. But
I think Schwartz they've also if you could.
It was on Watch What Happens Live, and Ariana was on, and Andy asked who like was the most flip floppy, and she said Brock, or who had Sandoval's back the most, and she said Brock. Yeah. So I think that Sheena. Yeah, like there's a part of Sheena that's pushing to be closer to Sandoval as well because that will get her more airtime. But then I also wonder how vocal Ariana is about this in this season, and if it's more Katie coming from Katie or if it's coming from Ariana, because I wouldn't be surprised if it's actually coming from Katie and that's just her stance on it that she's vocal about.
Katie's being the mouthpiece. Yeah.
And because that's the stuff as well. Ariana is the only one of the cast, doesn't need the show anymore. You know what I mean? Like, she could just leave it and she's done with it. She's going to be on Broadway. She's on other show as well. It's just like, maybe, she's not the one that's that vocal. She's just like, well, when I'm gone and we don't have to work together, well, I'll just forget about you, you know? As opposed to Katie, who's like, boring and still hasn't opened a sandwich shop and
we'll get to your thoughts on Katie enough time later. But I
what
think
are your
Sheena,
thoughts,
James? I think she can be like you can be both. It's not one or the other. Like she can be Ariana's good friend and she can also be cordial with Sandoval. Like she doesn't agree with what he's done. And she was very defensive at BravoCon when she was interviewed saying, oh, we saw you, you know, go up to Sandoval's room. And she had to really defend herself and say, no, because I needed to chat to him about what he had said about Ariana in an interview earlier that day about, like, Ariana ripping off the fucking lightning bolt necklace or something. So apparently Sheena was going to press him about that. So she's still defending herself, saying she's not friends with him.
Mm-hmm.
But then Brock's obviously friends with him. I don't know. I mean, I personally would absolutely cut him off. But she has that, you know, 10-year-plus relationship with him.
And also I think Sheena loves, like she kind of shoots herself in the foot because she is a people pleaser. She loves to be friends with everyone. And so she can act like she's sticking up for Ariana, but also she's still like her actions don't really suggest that as well as they could, as well as someone like Katie does, because Katie's like, no, fuck you. But also Katie has no problem when it comes to Sandoval and having that opinion because she's already had that opinion for years. She does not like Sandoval. Yeah. So whereas Sheena finds herself constantly since the get-go, like since the days of Stassi and the Witches of WeHo and then Sheena, Sheena has always tried to get herself and be friends with them, and she's just somebody who likes to be – she's like the peacemaker but of the group, but not so good at it.
She's Switzerland, but then she'll also go and say something. Like, she'll drop a grenade and run. Like,
yeah.
She'll definitely be in on the goss and make the drama. Anyway, we then get numerous fast cuts of them. I couldn't keep up. I was like, what is going on? It's just, like, so much, like, bam, 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 bam.
Yes, there was a lot.
Of them all doing, like, random shit. You know, Sandoval's throwing an axe at the wall, screaming scumbags and cheaters. I just I can't watch that with a serious face, like,
no,
scumbags and cheaters throwing the axe, and it's just like, come on.
Yeah, I think we've got like lots of little bits from the entire season that leave us wanting more, which is what a trailer is designed for, but also like questioning, okay, scumbags and cheaters, why is he the one of all people yelling that? Is it, yeah, what is going on here? It kind of clearly shows Tom in a bit of a breakdown mode, I think, like that end of it where it's just a bit hectic and fast, and the clips that we see of Tom, it's like he's losing it.
Yeah. It's like a fast cut of everyone doing some sort of action thing.
Yeah.
Like some sort of, I think that was their trip to, was it like Lake Tahoe or something? And they all went on that little trip.
Yeah.
They then show us the day that Schwartz dyes his hair the tragic blonde colour. It's so good to get, because you see the pictures in the press, right? And then you get to now, you know, however many months later, see behind the scenes of that. I just love that.
Yes. I can't wait.
And then you hear Lala say, "You're giving dad bod, Ken." And was he ever?
Thank God he's back to brown. And he was really dad bod at that stage too, hadn't he? He'd really blown out. I mean, you'll get to hear my personal thoughts on Schwartz. Not a fan.
We'll have just a debate on Schwartz, just one episode.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we need a whole new episode on that.
Literally need a whole new episode.
He was looking puffy.
Yeah. So how long? Oh no, that would have been because he was looking obviously really bad on Winterhouse, but that was when
that had just happened. Broke. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like later on. Yeah. We then get Ariana and her new boy Dan, who he just looks so lovely. I'm excited to see him on the show. It's a conversation about whether he can move from New York to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get his reaction going,
which I was surprised about that. Like just the reaction that he gives, because it feels like he's like, a bit too soon. That's the vibe that I got. And I was like, But then another storyline for us to want to know more about.
Little side plot.
Yeah.
Then, oh my gosh, I can't believe Joe is on this season. Did you see her TikTok or whatever it was?
Yes.
She's not made for reality TV. I was like, no, why did you do this to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I feel like I need to, I don't really know that much about her, and I feel like Schwartz is kind of removing himself from her as well in any press that he does. He's like, oh no, she wasn't living with me. That was just a thing.
We saw the apartment together, no?
We saw it in the...
Hold on. Is Jo the girl who Kaylee
she was
and Schwartz hook up with?
No.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, no, that's the new girl.
No, that's a different one. Oh, right. Yeah.
No, Katie doesn't like
Joe.
Oh,
that was Kristen Friend.
Katie said Joe is spooky.
Yeah.
Joe was Kristen's friend. So apparently...
She tried to get on the show for a long time.
Yeah, maybe. But apparently Kristen and Joe were really good friends. And the day that Joe hooked up with Schwartz or, you know,
She ghosted Kristen off.
Katie and Schwartz were getting divorced.
I don't know what's going to happen there. We could get anything, but it's a so Schwartz is yelling, this is my friend Joe, she's hot. Anyway, then cuts to Lisa and Lala sitting down in the give them Lala shop or studio, office space, whatever it is. Then we have her saying, I'm just a bitch in the streets trying to rebrand and get a sperm donor.
Yeah, so this is clearly going to be Lala's storyline throughout the next season.
Sorry, but if she's a bitch in the street, how is she rebranding? She's always been one. Like, honestly.
I swing between liking her and... she's a bit cringe. I'm unsure about Lala, but she clearly plays a character for the show. It's a version of herself, whereas I feel like a lot of the others are literally themselves.
From day one, she was a kind of gold digger. She found the good one. Turned out he was a perv, and it all went. Yeah, well, the Randall stuff is not a funny story in the end, but it just went all messy for her. And now she's got to find a new one.
I'm interested to see.
Really opportunistic, you know?
She's apparently very vulnerable in this season. Like, she... kind of breaks down.
Yeah, she says that. Ariana also said that she cries the most.
Yeah. Then we get Jax. Oh my gosh. This was kind of like a non-event. I think he thought it was going to be like a big moment for him, but I was just like, no one's really talking about him returning. Like, why is he there?
Plus, we listened to a podcast episode he did with Brittany. Like, I could listen for 10 minutes. It's the worst.
Which podcast?
Their
podcast.
Oh, yeah. There's too many ads. I can't do it.
Oh, there's so many ads.
Too many ads. And plus,
we love Hungry Root.
And it's like, what do you think of comment on Instagram? What do you think? You know, you feel like they just go on Reddit and just like question for podcast and just do those. There's nothing coming out of it. There's nothing interesting. It's just, it's super boring. Super boring, but
I wonder what that will be. But
I would hope Jax would come back, actually, that would be amazing.
Yeah,
well, he's the number one guy, you know.
Then we get the mystery gal, so the one who has pink highlights in her hair. She looks like a very cutesy Disney princess. We see her say that she has a crush on a divorced couple, so she's hooking up with both Schwartz and Katie.
Like, how fake do you think that is?
This feels like a produced storyline to me.
Like, honestly, you're in LA and you're going to end up with... They're both famous down there. They can hook up with pretty much everyone they want, but they're going to hook up with the same girl. Or...
Katie hooked
up with her first, and after Schwartz, a creep, just came in the back and tried to do... I don't know. That could be a possibility, but otherwise, yeah, just feel planted there.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this one plays out because it does feel very produced.
Yeah.
It's just like trying to get another storyline in there So it's not all dependent on Sandoval and Ariana.
Agree.
Mm.
Which is a good segue into the next storyline that mm-hmm. that I think has caused a lot of confusion online.
Yes.
Schwartz and Lala are sitting down, and Schwartz confesses that he made out with Sheena in Vegas.
So I think you told me that, Leah. I don't remember if you said that or if we heard it, but your theory was like it was mini Sheena, you know, that girl that looks like Sheena and that works in Las Vegas. And the fact that Sheena did so much damage control on social media regarding that stuff, because she's been called out on the Instagram post and whatever, and she tried to stay mysterious by being like,
She says it's not what it seems.
Say it's not me, you know, like, but she can't, obviously, because it's. I think this is bullshit. But again, that's something that's going to be checkable pretty soon.
I think it's been shut down that it's not mini Sheena, though. I think in that Nick Viles podcast with Katie, Katie shut it down. Oh. So I think it's just Schwartz being Schwartz and joking. Like,
yeah,
and they've just clickbaited us.
I would be highly surprised if it's an actual, if it's actually something that happened. Like, I feel like it would blow up way more if it was something that happened. Because they're
trying to have their own cheating scandal. Like,
because then we see Sheena and Brock clearly having that little argument that where the cameras are a bit back, and it looks like it's some kind of like, you know, hot mic situation. But that could be about anything. Like, I would, I highly doubt that the Sheena Schwartz kiss is actually anything. Lala's face is gold. I love Lala's reaction. I'm here for it. She's like, what?
Yeah, I love it.
So gold. She is
a reality star for sure.
I love Lala.
I love her. Then I'm like, anyway. Then we get to so after the Schwartz and Lala scene with Sheena Vegas kiss, we get Katie and Schwartz, and Katie saying, "My feelings never mattered to you." Schwartz replies, "It was one kiss." I think they're just talking about the girl that they both kissed, because I think Katie would have made out with her first. And then Schwartz went and kissed her, and Katie had been like, what the fuck? Like, there's a thousand other people you could have kissed or gotten with or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't think that was about Sheena at all, but they're trying to make it look like it was.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we get the scene of Katie and Sheena. And then is it Katie? Yeah, Sheena and Katie chatting, and Sheena crying and saying, "I miss who he used to be to me." I wonder what that's about.
I think that's about Brock? Mm-hmm. Or Sandoval.
Oh, no, it could be Sandoval. Why would it be about Brock? I think they're fine. I don't think it's about Brock. Oh, who knows? Seems like he's going to be in it like full time this season.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we get the street scene with Brock and Sheena, which you mentioned.
Yeah,
I agree. I think that it's just been taken out of context, like how he says, "You make out like this is fine, it hasn't been fine," whereas like he's just talking about like this whole situation is not fine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they want people to think that he's talking about the make out, like the make out.
And that's how it's played out, like in the trailer. In terms of the chronological order of the trailer, it's like Sheena and Schwartz, and then it goes into Katie and Schwartz having disagreements, and then Brock and Sheena having disagreements.
Mm.
But I just,
We then get a clip of Ali. "Nothing in this group ever stays a secret." Yes, Ali. Ali was like the initial one that broke Scandoval.
She did broke it, yeah.
She saw them at the Abbey.
I like Ellie.
Mm.
She's sweet.
I like her too. Yeah.
I feel like she really shouldn't be in the middle of those sociopath
Yeah, it's kind of like she's good for him, but
too good for him at the same time.
Yeah. He's like, she's what he needs, mm-hmm. but also that's not her role in life to fix men. Like, he needs to fix himself.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully she agreed. Finds one better soon. Schwartz says, I don't know what the future for me and Tom looks like. Ugh.
Like, you're going to do anything about it, man.
Yeah, and I don't think we'll see much new. I feel like we've seen and heard a lot about that.
Yeah, I kind of think like their business partner on Schwartz and Sandy at some point told production they couldn't film in the bar anymore or something like that. I think I read that at some point. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of the bar anyway.
I think more of the Tom Tom one. Schwartz's. Then we have Lisa in another scene. So what, she's in two scenes so far. This is Lisa and Tom fighting. So this obviously would have been a scene because Tom doesn't really have many people to film with anyway. So just so they're fighting, and then Sandoval, oh no, Lisa's screaming, I'm trying to help. And he retaliates and says, this is my life. So dramatic.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was once again a moment when she tried to buy him out from one of the bar.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Could be.
Yeah. Pretty sure that
someone's got to save him in that realm.
Well, it's probably as well because it's doing well. And again, Lisa is a moneymaker, so. Yeah, she's the
fan show
first, I guess.
Then the next scene I'm confused about. So we have Lala and Katie, like, basically going at each other. Then Lala saying to Katie that she's a bit much all the fucking time. Like, I couldn't make out what Katie was saying. But then Lala says, I don't know what that is about, but another storyline.
Yeah, I reckon it's Katie again. Maybe like vocalizing that nobody should be hanging out with Sandoval. That's just my personal opinion. I have no idea. Like, it doesn't come from anything, but I just think that that's Katie's kind of catch call of this season. And Lala is somebody who's, I mean, we saw Lala at BravoCon. She was kind of not really sticking up for Sandoval, but she was saying, like, you know, time has passed. It's not as bad as we all thought it once was. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it stems from there. That's just my hunch.
Maybe it's connected to a comment she does about Ariana when you see her. I don't remember exactly what she says. I don't remember exact words, but it was something in the, oh, I never saw someone who got cheated on and got so famous from it. So maybe it's like, maybe she just made another comment and Kelly's like, oh, well, that's a bit much. And Lala hates when someone talk back or whatever, so she's just doing that really violent outing. Maybe.
Then we move to a scene with James asking Schwartz if Joe is his secret girlfriend. Then it cuts to Joe asking Schwartz if he's embarrassed by her. So. I mean, I think the answer is yes, to be honest.
Yeah.
I also think that when he was on Winterhouse, he was dating Joe.
Oh, do you?
To conceal it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that would make, I mean, that's just typical Schwartz, really.
So you mean that on Winterhouse, he was like, oh, I can't hook up with you because you got the same name as his wife and it's disrespectful?
Yeah, but I think it was because he was dating Joe. But he was with Joe. Someone? Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, my gosh.
At all.
We'll see. Or we might.
Yeah, we'll see. Because the timelines, yeah. So then, so Winterhouse, well, yeah, so Winterhouse, he was just that's about to go back and shoot the reunion. And then they started filming again 3 months later for the next season. So the season that we're about to see, season 11, they started in June. Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see that play out.
Yeah. No, they didn't start in June. I think they started later because They held off, remember? I think they were meant to start in June.
Oh. Yes, but they say, where did I see it? It was in the, I think it's in the, it's in the, you know how they did this special episode where it was like looking back over the years, and then they had the sneak peeks for season 11, and there was an interview with Sheena, and it says 3 months, 3 months later. So I think that they probably started filming maybe some confessionals or some with some of the cast that had already signed back on again. I know Sandoval didn't actually sign on until a little bit later.
Really?
Yeah.
He would have signed on straight
away, no, that's not true. He didn't start filming until a little bit later because he was doing the special forces.
Okay, then we have Sandoval going off at Sheena saying she's been the other woman in the relationship. She then points her finger and goes off at him, and it cuts to Ariana crying, breaking down, saying, stop trying to fucking do shit to me. Again, there's just a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sandoval having the right to say that to Sheena. Like, come on, that was so long ago. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
And she was like 23, as I said before. They were all 23 back then.
Yeah, and also Brandy wasn't her best friend.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Then we have Sandoval doing some kind of, what is this, like shock therapy, I don't know. He had his headphones, headphones on and blindfolds, just like,
yeah,
finding it hard to breathe.
Yeah, it's some kind of like release therapy.
Oh no, isn't that that screaming stuff?
Yeah, where is? Yeah, but it would be some kind.
Because they've done that before. Back in season 2 or 3, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's just hope he's doing actual therapy, you know, like therapy. Fuck me. Then we have Schwartz saying, you literally fucked up my best friend. And then we get Sandoval walking in some sort
with
of
his dipped out.
I dipped out. You need to do the little list. Dipped out, bro. And then James. Yeah.
And then James telling him how some growing up to do. I just think that it's hysterical that James is like the voice of reason.
I can't. We need anyway. We get the scene where there was that random fight at the finale party, which most people would have seen kind of the behind the scenes stuff on TikTok, people that were there and just heard that, you know, there was someone throwing a wine glass, and then Tom gets involved. So initially we thought it was like Tom fighting with someone, but he was just trying to stop the guy. Apparently it was just a random that was really drunk.
Yeah.
But we get that from the that's the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Lala
on the boat.
Yeah. Where are they going? That must be Lake Tahoe.
That might be Lake Tahoe, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they do another trip, group trip.
Yeah. Anyway, she's screaming at Sandoval saying, you're proving to me that you are terrifying.
Yeah, because that's what she said in the reunion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
When she was comparing him to Randall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we then have Schwartz saying that Sandoval is still in love with Raquel. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know, though. Yeah, I reckon this is something that Schwartz is either saying to make, because I think Schwartz can see, like he has much more of a bird's eye view than what Sandoval does. Like Sandoval is so deep in it, and I think that Schwartz can easily see, like, oh man, don't say that, like that's, you're going to come off really badly. And so I think that this is Schwartz's way of helping him, like helping him look better and also make everybody else, help everybody else to make sense of the whole situation. Because if they really were in love and he was still pining over her, then you almost feel sorry for Sandoval, like, oh, he fucked up his life to be in this relationship and now she doesn't want him, now she's the bad girl, which is the narrative that Sandoval is kind of going with and leading with, especially in that Two Teas in a Pod podcast. Mm-hmm. We really hear him kind of saying, like, I was in love with her and I quit cigarettes and alcohol for her. So I wouldn't be like, all right, mate.
Oh, he's literally a child.
A child, a narcissistic child.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, I like that. I like that take. I like that view.
That's what I think. I think Schwartz is like, no, man, we need to come with a softer approach. And yeah, that's my Dem's my thoughts.
Because it's like, why would you blow up your life if you're not in love with the person?
Yeah, and that's what people have asked him since.
Yeah,
because then it all kind of fell apart as everybody, more and more people were getting involved. She went to the rehab facility, and then Tom's kind of left out here on his own, defending himself, and like he's the one talking to the media, which he loved. But he's still copying it, and I think he was. That's what makes himself feel better and look better. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe true.
Then it cuts to the scene which got everyone talking as well about Sandoval and Sheena hugging. So I think that looks to be at that finale, the whiskey Kyle Chan's whiskey party. From the looks of it. And to be honest, like she was probably I think either production asked her to go and film with him because, you know, he has minimal people to film with.
Mm-hmm.
Or he grabbed her and said, like pulled her aside and said, hey, can I chat to you for a minute? And that's what that was. It wouldn't be her going to, oh, I don't know. Who knows? Mm-hmm. It could be anything. But to be honest, like, I don't think Sandoval was a very good friend to Sheena anyway. Like, I don't think he saw her as a good friend. Like, he did not value her whatsoever. But now, you know, he has no one, really.
Yeah.
So he's, like, clutching at straws and trying to make everything work.
Because he was always, he had Shay's back as well when Sheena and Shay were going through their split. Tom was very vocal about the fact that Sheena didn't really realize how tough Shay had it, and like he was going through this addiction and it's not all his fault.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Then we get the scene which also everyone was like, what the fuck does this mean? I love it though. Ariana and Sandoval in the house.
My fucking children.
Ariana saying, my lawyer will be dealing with you. My house, my fucking children. He's like, your children? You see, she gets cat and the dog.
Yeah, the cat and the dog. Yeah.
Oh, it's not frozen eggs or whatever.
No.
Oh,
because they were never fertilized.
Oh, thank God. Can you imagine? Yeah.
That's what she said on Watch What Happens Live. Okay. And maybe call my daddy, but she said that they were never fertilized. And Tom lied about, because he said that Ariana had forced him to do the embryo fertilization.
But I do remember when he had to stop drinking or whatever.
That was to get the sperm, but I don't. Then they never went ahead with the fertilization of the embryo.
Yeah, because he couldn't stop drinking for 4 days or something, I remember she said. But remember that scene where Schwartz and Sandoval were at the sperm donor clinic?
Oh, yes, disgusting.
And they were calling Ariana while she was home for her grandmother's funeral and giving her, you know, the update on his sperm while he was
his jizz.
Literally fucked Raquel the night before.
Yeah.
Like,
and also, what a kick in the face. Like, he couldn't stop drinking in order to harvest his sperm.
Yeah.
But he stopped drinking for Raquel.
Yeah, but did he really stop drinking for Raquel? I mean, he can tell whatever he wants. It was for himself, though.
Yeah.
But did he really?
Also, I think doing the Special Forces thing, he would have stopped drinking for that.
Oh, true. He had to.
And so then I think it was just a flow-on effect. I don't think it's – I don't absolutely do not think it's for Raquel. That's just a that's just what makes him look better. Like, I did this for her. Again, to continue with that narrative that he's pining over her and he's in love with her and she just kind of drop kicked him in the heart.
Gosh. Oh, her podcast drops tomorrow or maybe the next
Yes.
Week. Oh, gosh.
It's going to be good. Listen. Yeah. It's going to be a hard listen, I know.
And then we end.
Best
trailer ever. I'm really talking up this trailer, but it's just so good. So it ends with Lala saying, "I've never seen anyone be cheated on and suddenly become God."
Yeah.
Oh my God. I wonder what that's about. Like, as in, like, if she's retelling something that Sandoval has said to her or someone else, or she's saying it herself. I don't know.
Well, I think she doesn't understand why it didn't happen to her, you know, and she cheated out by Randall and all the scandal, and she thought she would make it from here and it didn't happen. She's just bitter, but and well, she jealous. Says that but Ariana I'm sure she would say that she's jealous, you know.
Yeah. She says that Ariana was the perfect victim. She's on Stassi's podcast.
Yeah, I do think that she was expecting for her split and the whole shit about Randall to be much more of the storyline.
It was just, compared to Harvey Weinstein, it was just not that big of a perv. So I'm sure she was disappointed by that. Well, after I don't know how much of a perv it was, but I mean, it was kind of a way smaller story in the end.
Yeah, I don't really have any interest in that storyline, like the random scandal. I don't give a fuck.
No.
Like, who cares?
There's, really? there's a documentary about it, I think, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I was not interested in that either. Because, again, that guy came in the show. Came in the show because of Lala. And how she lied about it all along. I was more interested about how she got out of all the lies she told about him to finally get him in the light than the actual story of Randall. But, yeah.
Stop.
And that's it, guys, for our first episode. Thank you for listening to our ramblings. Have a big Season 11, Episode 1 recap for you in a few weeks.
Can't wait for it. It's going to be juicy.
It's going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.